Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'd spend it all if I could find that honey and that Sancho that she found. Well, I'd pop a cap in Sancho and I'd slap her down. And I really want to know my baby. And I really want to say, I just love, I don't need, oh. Don't look back, find a henna of my own. Gonna love, wanna know. Feel the break, feel the break, feel the break. My God, live it up. Oh, yeah. I swear to God, I really wanna know, my baby.
Welcome to Table Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, comedian Reggie Jackson, and my co-host, Heaven Beatbox.
What's going on?
I don't understand why you never beatbox your own self in as an intro, because that's what I would do. If I could beatbox, I'd be like, pickle, pickle, pickle Jackson, every time.
Every week, we have this discussion, and every single time, I tell you the same thing. If you really feel that it is that necessary, then...
I do. I just do.
Boom, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. You are now listening to the sounds of... Heaven, the beatbox box. You are now listening to People Talk with Reggie Jackson and Heaven the Beatbox.
See, that's more like it. that's an actual intro. It's not just, hey. It's what makes this show exceptional is the fact that you beatbox every week. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have one listener.
Or we could just say beatbox and people get the idea, just like that.
But they won't get the full effect of how amazing it is.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no. Reggie, for you, anything, no problem.
Thanks, man. That's what's up. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
So we didn't do the show last week. We ran a previous show because I have been moving for the last week/what feels like a year in life.
But that's normal.
It took two U-Haul trucks. It took my truck four loads and my friend Nicole's car four loads to get our stuff moved. Mm. It was a lot of stuff.
Well, that's because you're a woman. I mean.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, look.
Please feel free to call in at any time.
Look at this way. Anybody. I think anyone listening, any dude out there would agree with me that, and I'm not saying that, like, there isn't guys out there that don't have a lot of baggage.
We said a mouthful, brethren.
You know, metaphorically, maybe even spiritually. But you know what I'm saying? Like, typically, girls, just females, women, ladies, you know, they typically have, you know, more things, more clothes, more shoes, more accessories, and then that's all there is to it, you know?
You really think I had two U-Haul truckloads of accessories? Is that what I'm hearing right now? I had two U-Haul trucks of jewelry, Jesus. That's what you're telling me.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you had two U-Haul trucks full of shoes, clothing, and the jewelry, clothing, shoes, pants, and like every other, you know, most women just have a lot of baggage.
Okay, well, feel free to call in at 646-595-2939 and tell him how sexist that comment was he just made, because it's not going to be the same coming from me. And Jackson is actually at her first broadcast. Say hey, Jackson. So if I get, like, pet owners, Tourette's, we're in the middle of a conversation, I go, Jackson, no.
She needs to be sitting right there. There's a microphone. If you can actually get her to sit right where that microphone is, we can really have this interview go.
She just wants to be with me, Evan. That's too far away.
Well, here, okay, I'll pass the mic to her. There you go.
Okay. Jackson, say hello. Say hello, Jackson. No.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
Nothing. All right.
No. Just in case.
Just in case, in case she's got something to say, I'll just leave it right there. Just in.
Last week I was moving, and we are going to try to start doing this broadcast from different restaurants since it's called Table Talk. This week the restaurant is your kitchen table, literally. But next week we will be broadcasting from Sweet at 375 Lucky Street, which is a new restaurant that's opening up, and it is sickening.
So you you've obviously, you know, because I used to go to Lucky Lounge back in the day, cool spot. I know a lot of people know where it is in the Atlanta area. But, you know, obviously you've been there, you've seen how it looks before it's opened. What can we expect?
Man, it is so pretty. It's so pretty on so many different levels. There's so many different elements to that space. That's what makes it nuts. There are like three DJ booths, three bars, like a huge dining section.
There's three DJ booths. Does that mean, so is there like three separate dance floors, or is there?
There's the dance floor downstairs, which is in front of the DJ booth.
Okay.
And then there's also upstairs in the lounge area, there is this like huge, beautiful open space where you can actually raise the doors up on it in the summertime, and it's open up there. And it's like, it's just sexy, to be honest with you. That's the best adjective to describe that entire facility, is sexy. And the overall that they've done on it is amazing. So make sure next week that you guys check out the show. We, again, Broadcasting is Suite SUITE from 375 Lucky Street. It's down the street from the aquarium. And I'm really excited to be able to do the show there, to be honest with you. It should be pretty dope. I'm excited about it. But no, I moved, let the record show, I moved last week and I have had the most heinous sinus infection of like epic proportions of all time. That's what I sound like I do right now. So I moved all that stuff while I was sick. That's a trooper.
Do you want a cookie?
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of cookies, this week I developed the Chips Ahoy. Shout out to Chips Ahoy. Makes a chocolate chip gooey cookie with a freaking brownie in the middle of it.
That sounds incredible.
It's nuts. I ate the whole thing in 24 hours. I ate the whole thing in 2 hours. I just said 24. So it made me feel better. You know who Clayton English, his girl Shanda, makes?
Don't even get me started.
Did you have those? They're called Slutty Brownies.
They are. That's what they are. There's not a better name for that.
For you guys listening at home, it is a chocolate chip. No, it's a brownie on the bottom, a chocolate chip cookie on top, and a freaking Oreo in the middle.
I don't know what it is, but I did eat one of them, and they were incredible. Incredible.
It's one of those things that's so rich that while you're eating it, you're like, oh, I'm never going to be able to eat this whole thing. It's so rich. And then after you've had three of them, you're like, I can probably eat five of these, and they're so rich.
Yeah. It's like, well, while you're sitting there, I remember, like, I was sitting there eating it, crying, and I, you know, probably because...
Did you take a rape shower right after?
Huh?
Did you take a rape shower after you ate it?
No, Reggie, I didn't take a rape shower, but no, it was just that good, because, like, you can't stop. You, like, everything, you keep eating it, you can't stop, and then you're like, but it's so fattening, but it's so good.
I don't think about fattening when I eat delicious food. I don't want to let it...
Apologies, we had some technical difficulties. With our internet, as we're now just coming back on the air. Jackson, okay, I'm sorry, it won't happen again. I apologize. All right. Jesus. Okay, all right. My boss here is pretty pissed off. She's pretty pissed off at technical difficulties. All right, we are back on the air right now. You know that, right?
I'm sorry. But if you guys are following me on Instagram or Facebook right now, I'm about to put a video of Jackson yapping in the mic. Hello. Who doesn't want to hear that? Sorry. I know it's annoying. That's the thing about being a pet owner. Stuff that your pets do that other people think is really annoying for you is like, oh, your sugar. She's barking. Watch it. Are you? Okay. I'm by myself. Okay. Anyway, what were you saying? You've been to New Orleans a lot?
Yeah, no, I was recently in New Orleans, and I went down there for the Falcons versus Saints game.
How was that? Who ended up winning?
Well, the Falcons should have won. Let's put it that way. But no, it was a good game. The Saints pulled it off at the end. I think the final score was like 23-17, something like that.
Oh, okay. I wish I cared.
Yeah, but no, it was a good game. But, man, I got to tell you, though, like, New Orleans has some crazy fans. Like, we during the game, while the game was happening, I kid you not, there was a moment where they kind of, like, stopped the game for a second because a huge fight had broken out on like the second deck level. Not crazy, crazy far from where I was. You could kind of see it like overhanging.
Some Saints fans got into a fight.
Yeah, like I don't know if it was like I was kind of far. I couldn't tell if it was like a Saints versus Falcons fan showdown, and they actually stopped the game for a second.
I guarantee you, it was some AT aliens that started that fight because people in New Orleans just like to just drink so much.
No. Let me tell you something. New Orleans had some crazy, crazy fans. Like I know we got some. Like look, Atlanta has some awesome fans. Great, you know, like, but New Orleans they're just crazy. Like there's no limit. They just And then on top of that, I got to be honest with you, like, and, you know, no offense, like, it's kind of annoying because they'll sit there and they'll be like, who da, like, just everywhere I went the whole day, that's all you would hear, who da say they're going to beat them Saints? Like, I'm just, okay, you know.
Maybe they should be walking around trying to figure out how to get whatever that is on Drew Brees' face off.
What?
The whatever that crap stain on Drew Brees' face. Maybe they should be trying to figure out the origin of that instead of saying, what's wrong? What's wrong? What happened? What'd I do?
Hey, you do it.
Okay.
No, there was a commercial on TV. It was funny. Anyway, moving.
I really zoned out of table talk because.
For 2 seconds, yeah.
See, this is what's wrong with relationships. We're sitting at the dinner table having a conversation. And you completely ignore the fact that not only am I talking, but we're on the air because of a funny commercial in the living room.
And it was worth it. I'd do it again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's talk about some things that are coming up. Let's talk about some movies that are coming up.
All right. Well, definitely, I did check out Elysium.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome.
It was not awesome.
I liked it.
You would.
It was good. Like, what do you want? They, you know, it was some of the same cast from District 9, same director, District 9.
That's what disappointed me the most, I think, because what? I really liked District 9, but I liked it because it was just weird and weird. Elysium wasn't weird.
I thought it was good. I thought that they did a really good job. Like, it looked real.
I'm glad, spoiler alert, that he died at the end. That was the only thing that made me happy was that this movie was dead right along with him. That's true. I felt like that it wasn't, I don't know, it just wasn't witty to me. I don't know.
Okay, maybe the plot line was a little bit predictable, but overall, I say it's a good movie because it's a good movie. I mean, the graphics were good. Like, if you like action, A+ there. I'm personally a Matt Damon fan. Good job. Had a good time. Good movie.
Mm-mm, not to me. Two thumbs down.
All right, well, outside of Elysium, I mean, what about... you know what? You know what movie I'm really excited about?
What?
Insidious 2.
Why are you excited about Insidious 2?
Have you? Well, first off, since see your reaction right there, I can already tell there's something wrong.
I haven't even seen the first one.
Let me ask you this.
I don't like scary
movies.
See,
that's why. See, you're
telling me there that you have had an encounter with the devil or something. Like, what makes it so amazing?
First off, don't knock something until you try it or watch it or whatever. Like, don't – you wouldn't see that –
So I should never knock bestiality, even though I would never try it. Yeah. Lock up.
No, sorry. My phone was ringing. Actually, hold on. Let me answer this. Hello?
This is ridiculous.
It's DJ High Class.
DJ Hot Ass?
It's DJ High Class.
Tell Hot Ass to call in the show.
Hey, we're on the show right now. DJ High Class. So if you want to talk, you have to call into the show.
And I'm actually sitting here waiting on a response.
So I'm going to go ahead and text you the number. So just call into the show, and then we'll have to talk in front of a lot of people.
This is ridiculous.
I'll just have to be awkward like that.
I can't believe this is happening.
All right, I'll text it to you.
This is so much.
All right, bye. All right, no, so what were you talking about? Oh, no, you can't. Okay, you can't sit here and, I mean, you're completely judging a book by its cover without even looking at the cover. You don't know. It's a great movie. It's got a great cast, and it's not even about just being scary. I think that they were really creative with how they did the whole entire plot. And even the way the second one connects to the first is really, it's pretty awesome. So watch it first, and if you don't like it, you know, come back.
I think I saw Insidious. I did see Insidious.
What's it about?
It was scary. That's all I remember.
No, then you didn't see it.
I don't remember. Yes, I'm sure I did.
No, you didn't see it.
I did.
No, you did, because if you saw it, you would like it. So.
I watched it at house. So I remember seeing it. And it wasn't that great.
Well, everyone's entitled to their own. But I'm still personally...
See, like I said, I don't like scary movies. I think that it's a lot of just tension, and then you almost get scared, and then you're not scared because it was just a pillow, and then something crazy happens. I feel like that's the format for every scary movie in the world. And it's just like my anxiety levels are pretty high anyway, so why would I want to do that to myself? And then some of them aren't very smartly written. Like The Conjuring, I saw that recently, and I actually made a quote on Facebook that said that I've had scarier pregnancy scares than The Conjuring.
What?
It was not scary to me. It just wasn't. It was kind of cliche and silly muffins.
Oh, I actually haven't seen that. But no, I mean, like, I disagree. I still strongly disagree because, to me, I feel like Insidious has a clever plot, and especially the way, like I said, it's going to the second one, which is different. Anyways, if y'all do like scary movies out there and you know, you like some good twists, like, I mean, I definitely highly recommend checking out Insidious 2. It also has a great cast as well, so check out the movie. I haven't seen it yet, but it came out last Friday, I believe.
I have no idea.
Yeah, came out this past weekend, so. What else is on the list of movies?
I can't wait to see Gravity.
What the hell is that movie about?
Nobody knows.
You know what? Honestly, let me be real about something. I've seen the previews for Gravity probably somewhere around, like, no exaggeration, and this will be a clue to how much it's not. And I have no idea what the heck the movie's about. I mean, like, all you really see, if any of y'all have seen the preview of Gravity, all that's happening in this preview is you got, you see, it starts off with a station in space, and
then you hear,
something hits the space station, and then George Clooney, like, kind of is falling off, and then you also have, who's the other actress?
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock.
She was blindsided by a comet. By a comet. It was Big Mike flying the spaceship. Big Mike was flying a space helicopter, and he ran into her hose.
but you have this preview. All that happens, George Clooney, I mean, there's a space station, it gets hit by something, George Clooney falls offline, Sandra Bullock goes along with him, that's it. And it's like, you know, sometimes, like, you might see, like, the follow-up trailer, and no follow-up trailer, that's just all you know. That, and it's being directed, who's the director of that movie?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I feel like I should know. Well, I don't know, but it's, you know what, like,
it's probably Matt Damon.
It's well, personally, I think it's brilliant advertising.
It's good.
I think it's
one of those,
brilliant. Like,
because so many movies, when you go to see, like, that's what happened for me with World War Z, and I knew that was going to be it, was you see the previews, and they show you the whole freaking movie in the previews.
Right.
So it's like...
We're watching a preview right now, actually.
What was this? It's a Tom Hanks movie.
This movie is pretty much this is based on a true story.
Captain Phillips.
Right, like where a few years ago. Yeah. Anyways, that's not important. Point is, I think I'm actually it's a brilliant marketing strategy that I've seen, like, maybe once before, and you don't have any idea what the movie's about. I've got no idea what Gravity's about, and yet I'm going to go see the movie.
Well, I would watch George Clooney
do
pretty much anything.
That's see, and that's what they want you to think. That's what they, that's the whole point of the marketing, is just all you show is there's a movie and your two A-listers, Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, and
right.
That's it. And then that's all you need.
Run around in space.
That's where we've got. That's where we've come to. Today's main. You don't even need to know what the movie is about.
Tom Hanks.
You don't even need to know what the movie is about.
If Tom Hanks was up there, it would make it.
All you need to know is who's in it, and it will sell.
Well,
I bet you this movie will sell.
I made some home movies starring me, and nobody picked them up.
You know what? You know what other movie was good about this? Cloverfield. Remember Cloverfield?
Oh, man, such a good movie.
Cloverfield, they actually did advertising the exact same way.
And you really didn't see that creature.
You never saw the creature.
The end.
And you never knew, you could never tell by the preview what the movie was about. They said a couple names, and they're like, and you're just like, whoa.
What
is Cloverfield? That sounds intense. And then it worked, and that movie,
and it was a really good movie.
Right.
It's one of those gorilla style, those little spider things kept dripping off of it was chasing them down in the subway. It was too much.
What I'm really learning from this experience is if you want to make a ton of money, the best way to make a ton of money is just buy two A-listers and just have a name of a movie and just make a movie for you.
There you go.
Yeah, you don't even need the movie. The movie.
Everybody
suck,
I know
but
in life are C and B listers. I don't know any A listers. I'm like a 1 degree from a bunch of A listers, but everybody I know are like B's and C's. I even know some D's.
Okay, moving on. Moving on.
Were you mad because I said D's nuts?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't paying attention.
No, because there was something on television. See? Stop doing it. Stop looking at
it. It's
TV.
Right there. It's just,
this is the worst relationship I've ever been
it's
in.
It's just right there. It's the episode. It's the game, too. Like, you know, I don't even be watching the game like that, but it's just... You know,
you watch this
on.
Show, dude, because you watch it with me.
No, because you're watching VH1. I just walk in and VH1 is on. And
I'm
you're
addicted to
it.
VH1, Bravo, and MTV.
Since you're sitting there watching the show, I'm just like, okay, I'll just sit here and watch it too. And
Teen Mom is everything. Teen Mom 2, everything and then some. I can't stop watching Teen Mom.
See, I wouldn't know because I don't watch.
Team, you've seen it at the house a couple times.
No, I mean, yeah.
I'm sure you have. That's all I watch are reruns of freaking Teen Mom. It's fascinating.
What? Why?
These little girls are a train wreck. That little girl Amber Portfield.
And you're entertained by that.
Is in jail now.
You're a train wreck, and you're entertained. So you just dug a hole for yourself.
What?
Because you just admitted that you were entertained by watching these poor girls.
That's not digging a hole. That's a fact. It is a train wreck, and these little girls have the worst luck. And then these little country girls, almost all of them have babies. These little country boys that don't even speak English really. Every time they ask them a question, they're like, you know, hey dude, can you pick up some diapers? And the guys are always like they sound like Rick Ross. That's all they.
You're on the air. So it's Atlanta. 404-493, you're on Table Talk with Chris and
Evan Meatball.
Nobody.
404-493, are you there? No.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Moving on.
What other movies are we talking about? No, the Captain Phillips movie about the hijacked boat with Tom Hanks. That
Which is
good.
Based on a true story, by the way.
I think that what makes that movie look so good to me is the fact that, like, the guy that's actually hijacking it, he's not a well-known actor.
Hmm.
They look like they literally just found
that's
some
true.
Dude.
That's and, true. I actually support that cause.
I do too.
Thought that was really cool. You know what? And I actually want to check out that movie because, you know, it's an opportunity where you don't really, I don't know, it's definitely has a mystery cast, if that's one way to name it or label it. And so I'd be interested.
Anything Tom Hanks did. I watched him talk to a volleyball for 5 hours in Castaway. So I think anything Tom Hanks does.
Good
he
point.
Always has the longest movies that are just the most ridiculously entertaining. And again, it was him and a beach ball or a volleyball for 17 hours. Castaway was the longest movie ever. And it was the same. Well, Forrest Gump was awesome as well. Can you name a bad Tom Hanks movie? I don't think you can.
I don't know. I really don't think I can, actually.
Sleepless in Seattle. Was he in that movie, or did I just want to say that? I think I just wanted to go back to the 90s and talk about Sleepless in Seattle. No, You've Got Mail with little Meg Ryan. What happened to Meg Ryan? She was like mad cute and popular, and then she just went away. She probably found Jesus and got some kids.
No, I don't. But it's been a couple of years. I mean, I wouldn't say that Meg Ryan's at all necessarily out of the scene.
When a Man Loves a Woman was like the last movie she did, and that was in the 90s.
What?
When a Man Loves a Woman was the last movie she was in.
Well, then, no.
I mean, I don't know. We can Google Meg Ryan, but I don't want to.
No, let's move on. I really don't. I mean, I could just
what
pop
about,
up IMDb really quick, but like.
Speaking of movies, what about the new One Direction movie?
No, we're not going to have this discussion.
But it looks like such a good, you know, it's just these kids and they're popular. And
yeah, I think it's about four guys, like they were saying, and it's four regular, ordinary guys. That's how the trailer starts out. This summer, get ready for the lives of four ordinary, regular guys. Because One Direction, that band group, they live normal lives like the rest of us. So I'm really interested in seeing that.
I'm in Tokyo on Monday and Paris on Tuesday, just about every other week.
Oh, yeah. You were in Tokyo on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah, no.
I hung out with them over there. Just kidding.
No, what I pretty much predict for that movie is it's going to be nothing short of something similar to Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Never Say Never was good.
See, you say that because you're...
But, like, if I messed up, I wouldn't, like, cry or anything. You're a fan when you cry when you meet somebody. Like, just being that starstruck.
Is that the requirement of a fan?
Maybe. When you get dumb, like... A really, 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 really good-looking guy talks to you, and you just kind of get dumb.
Do you start crying?
Sometimes. But that's after we've gone out a couple times and he doesn't call back. That's when the tears come, when I find out he has a girlfriend in Roswell. That's when when I find out he has a child on the way, that's when some tears. Some cheers. What else is coming out? Oh, you know what I'm really excited about?
What?
The makers of Jurassic Park are coming out in 2015 with a new
dumbest
Jurassic
thing
Park
I've
called
ever.
The Lost World.
And this is where you're in the category of Hollywood. Step up your game because you guys are getting very repetitive. I think there's been more like sequels like... You know, trilogies, we're getting into, like, the quadruples now and whatever you want to call it. I mean, like, we're on Fast and the Furious 7?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I would The Rock is another one that I would watch for 4 hours and not care.
It's like, how, I mean, like, look, personally, I'm a fan of Jurassic Park. I love that movie. That movie was everything. I thought it was well done, like... And honestly, it just went downhill from there. It just went downhill from the first movie. You know? Like, I feel like a lot of movies with that are on Hollywood. You know, a lot of movies.
Dinosaurs are frightening. A T-Rex? You can't run from a T-Rex.
I mean, but look.
Velociraptors? They travel in packs.
No. Listen to how ridiculous
this sounds. It's a reptile game.
Listen to how ridiculous this sounds. Okay, you got the first one. You got Jurassic Park 1. Movie's dope. Concept's dope. We 1990s film. Great. Steven Spielberg's film. Wonderful. Okay. And then you got Jurassic Park 2 where, the dinosaurs, like, start, you know, what is it? They penetrate, like, they...
you said penetrate.
Yeah, because they, whatever, they come to the homeland. They finally, like, okay,
infiltrate,
there you go.
Penetrate.
Fine, more
that would be scary. A dinosaur penetration is nothing I ever want to think about again in life.
They infiltrate.
After this moment.
They infiltrate, you know, they interact with people. And then you have the third one, which is like, okay, it's a manhunt. And people just die.
Hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just been joined by the internationally known comedian, K-Town. What's up, K-Town?
What's going on, man?
We are having a wonderful debate about dinosaurs. Because we're talking about movies. And they're coming out with a new Jurassic Park called The Lost World. It's very exciting.
Worthless. I'm a huge Jurassic Park fan, but I feel like this is what I was before you walked in. It's like, you know, what's going on with Hollywood these days? Because, like, I feel like in this age, this is the time there's been more trilogies, more sequels, more repeats. How far do you want to take a franchise before ruining it? You know what I mean?
Until it stops making money.
I feel like there's been a few franchises or movies that's happened. You know, like in... And I don't want that to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
One
brilliant. Only downhill from there. And I actually just did I guess I can't technically talk about the movie because I signed this little form. But I did screen test for Paranormal Activity 5. You know? So, you know, that's coming out. And... unfortunately, if you sign a little waiver, I really can't say much about the film or whether I like it or not. But I'm gonna.
Then why are we having this conversation? If you can't talk, what's gonna happen, but I can't tell you anything. Sign a document.
This is my point. Because it's Paranormal Activity 5, people, and do I really need to say anything? Do I need to say anything else? I think has it been? When did the first one come out? What year? We're in 20. Right? 2 years ago, we're in the fifth movie? Yeah. What the? Not Paranormal Activity 5 in 5 years. Paranormal Activity 5.
Well, those don't take a break for film season. Who cares?
Oh, and hold on. Have you seen Insidious?
Yes.
Have you seen Insidious 2 yet? Okay. Don't give anything away. I liked Insidious 1. I saw the preview for Insidious 2. I can't wait to see the movie. And she's over here talking garbage, what is your thought? Give me your just initial
Here's
thoughts.
Here's the thing,
K-Tail.
Here's the thing. I don't like scary movies anyway. That's the whole thing. And when I do go see a scary movie, it is mad stupid to me. Like, we were talking about The Conjuring was not scary. And then they always show the audience reactions. Apparently, they didn't show Heaven's reaction. The audience is just scared. And I'm like, they would cut us probably get scared when they walk down the street. You know what I mean? Like, they just look like average scared white people. They don't, like, you know, they need to take some people in there that are, like, that live scary lives for real. Like some soldiers. Show it to the U.S. Army and let's see their reaction. They're like, do you think that they should make a movie called Baby's Mama's Calling?
They should. than get a scary movie?
Well, they have that movie called Mama. Well, they had that movie. Man, we're giving away too many details to this skit that needs to happen in life. Please, nobody pick up this idea. Please. Who are you and speaking on the mic? You got to introduce yourself. You can't just jump in and say, I think that's a good idea. Nobody gives a crap because they haven't heard who you are.
You're right. I am Mr. Mango. You can call me that.
Call you what?
Mr. Mango.
You want me to call you Mr. Mango?
Mingo.
Bingo?
M-I-N-G-O.
Mingo?
M-I-N-G-O.
I'm not doing that. What's your mom call you?
Mingo.
Your mom calls you Mingo? All right. Yeah, I do. Sorry, Heaven Beatbox just asked if we wanted any sangria. I don't know who's saying no to that in life. Were you on a date? Did you pay for it? You paid for it. It was a date. In her mind, it was a date. Y'all probably go together in her mind at this point. Y'all probably are planning. If you pay for a movie in Atlanta and you're a single straight black man, we go together. Take me to a movie, K-Town. We'll be married in a week. Oh, that's messed up. I hope she hears this and fires you for being her side dude, because she's probably got another man too anyway. And he pays for the movies and for dinner. I really wish that some women would call in this show right now, because between K-Town and Heaven, it's a little rich in here with the machismo. Okay, we got some callers. Please be somebody to stand up for women's rights. No, I don't order. Here's the trick. I don't order, and I tell ladies this when I do stand-up all the time. I don't order anything. I go out and I let y'all order everything. And then when the bill comes, because y'all think that's chivalrous, and then when the bill comes and you look at me crazy, I just look at you and say, I didn't order none of this. I didn't order them fancy oysters. I didn't even know that Rockefellers made oysters like that, Jesus. Mm-mm. You were thinking what?
You're on the air.
I can't.
404-447, you're on the air. Table Talk, Reggie Jackson. What?
404-447,
what's
that?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, you're on the air. Oh, we're on the air, man. Reggie!
I don't know if
I know. Reggie.
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Reggie?
I'm chilling. What's up? Who is this?
I love it. Hold on.
This is Rick and Mouse.
I love when people call in. Like, they say, oh, what's good? Like, we don't even know who calls. Like, but they call it like they know, like, we know it's them. Like, hey, man, what's going on? Remember from that time back in high school?
We don't have caller ID on the computer. Who is this?
This is Rick and Moss. We help you move this weekend.
Oh, Rick, what's up, man? Thanks for busting me out. Hey, this is Rick. I helped you move this weekend.
We just wanted to say hello, and we're listening to your show, and we love it. Hello?
I did text you, too.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Rick?
All right. You're doing a good job. We just wanted to say hello. That's all. You're doing a good job. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it. Thank you for helping me move.
No problem. Love you.
All right. I appreciate you caring. It was a lot of stuff. It was a lot of stuff. I was talking about it earlier. Don't get me started on that movie.
Y'all finished unpacking it?
No, I haven't. It looks like an episode of Hoarders at my house. It's boxes and 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 boxes.
Yeah, Mom said you got 100 boxes of junk. Mom said that you got 100 boxes of junk.
Open you want
to say. All right, I think we're bugging up. I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello? Okay.
I'm shut down.
All right, I'm trying to drive and ride at the same time. Did your ex call in today?
Okay, well, then hang up and be safe.
All right, good enough.
All right, later.
All right, talk to you later.
I hate getting off the phone with people because then it's like, all right, I'll talk to you later. Okay, I'll talk to you later too. All right, well, call me when you can. All right, I just hang up on people. Do I not, Heaven? I hang up on people. That's what I do. It's how I roll.
Yeah, you hang up on people before they can even say goodbye.
I know, because the goodbye process is like this big long dialogue. It's the worst with my mom. With my mom, it's like, well, I love you. I love you too. Just be safe and be careful. Okay, I will. Well, listen, all right, I'm going to talk to you in a little bit. All right. Well, make sure you call your daddy back. I will. I love you. I love you too. I love you. I love you too. I love you. I know you love me. You're my mom. If nobody loves me, you love me. 20 times. You gave me life. That is all. Are you drinking, speaking of loving your mom, are you drinking sangria out of a cup that says mom? Out of a mom cup.
I am.
Excellent.
Hey, man, look, I'm at my house right now. I'm comfortable.
You gave me and K-Town these glasses that are way too fragile. And you're drinking out of a cup. You're classy, Heaven. You are so classy.
I like this cup, man. It's comfortable. You stay classy, world.
You stay classy, mom mug.
That
what?
App's Anchorman.
The new Anchorman?
Too. Yes.
Yes.
I think people have been anticipating this movie for a long time. Very excited about it. Like,
the first Anchorman was, as a comedian, it's probably in my top, it's in my top 10 for sure. What's your favorite comedy? I mean, like, of all time.
Does anyone know when that movie's coming out? Does anyone know when that
movie's
coming out?
Hold on, the new guy just stepped on Jackson. Come here, Jackson. Did the new guy step on you? What a bastard.
Don't you hate it when the new guy comes in and fucks, and everything up?
The new guy stepped on Jackson.
Look. No, you like, it's true. That, it's always that in every
Mingles
movie. It's like that.
Stepped on Jackson.
You got it.
Oh, no. It's okay, Jackson. He didn't mean to do it. Yeah. Bless our little itty bitty heart. I know it. You're like, crap. What's your favorite like comedy of all time? All About the Benjamins.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty great. That's not.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with being black or white. If you like Friday, I think it has to do with how much marijuana you smoke. If you like Friday.
Yeah, I definitely put that one up there as well. But Anchorman 2, does anyone know when is that movie coming out? Anyone know when it is coming out?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Right.
I wish I could have been in Anchorman 2. Shout out to Will Ferrell. Give me a call.
Nice. He's doing his thing, man.
He's always Step Brothers. Hilarious. The only movie Will Ferrell did that I didn't think was funny was that ice skating movie. What was the name of that?
Blades of Glory.
Not a fan.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in anything else. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never even heard of it.
I didn't like that movie. I saw it. I didn't really like it. What? Today? What?
I wish I cared. Hey, new guy, the dog's over here now. So let okay. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to shout out where she is in the room. I think, what's it called? The racing movie, Daytona Nights. No, not Daytona Nights. What was the Will Ferrell Days of Thunder? No. What was it? Talladega Nights, that was it. Talladega Nights was hilarious. Wedding Crashers is up there. I don't know. I doubt it. Them little kids on Talladega Nights made it funny. Did you ever watch the outtakes with those little kids? Man. Yeah. I don't think anybody really buys DVDs anymore. I think they buy Blu-rays. I have it on VHS. I miss the days when you could fix electronics just by blowing into them. Remember, like a VCR and a Nintendo or a Sega? Because it has lint on the tape on the VCR. It just works. Yeah. Really? Even as a child, you were in the business. You didn't even know it. I recorded Thriller when it came out off of a record onto a cassette tape. My cousin Lisa, rest her soul now, had bought the Thriller record. And my mom and dad wouldn't let me listen to a lot of secular music when I was growing up. So I had to, like, sneak and get my secular music in on the side. But, yeah, I recorded Thriller off of the record player with a cassette, on a cassette. Oh, I wasn't even figuring out where you were going with that. I was like, you just want to do random shout-outs? I'm like, the Midwest for me is not exactly... The white people in the Midwest scare me because it's like they sound like me and you almost expect them to be like a little, but they're like, they have a weird accent. I don't get it. Okay. Oh, everybody doesn't like Chicagoans. The Chicagoans talk like this. The Chicagoans, the Midwest out there with the cheese. Didn't they watch Bailey? Hello. Sounds like people.
Yeah.
But that's fascinating. You just wanted to make Indiana cool for like 5 seconds. You're pulling everything that ever happened in Indiana. Like Jay-Z went through there one time. We went when we were in New York. Here we go. It's going to be like this. I have a friend of mine from Canada, and he thinks that everything comes from Canada, and I got a feeling that you're going to be doing the same thing this whole war about Indiana.
I can't even be talking about Canada right now, so it's not even.
You got beef, eh?
Yeah. I don't even know who's listening on this show and who's not listening on the show, but
oh.
Well, people are not happy with me because apparently, I guess I've got beef with some Canadians.
My experience with Canadian men has been very good. I can't complain. Hallelujah, let them use you. I can't. I don't have a problem with the Canadian men. I've literally dated all around the rainbow. I've dated Italian guys. I've dated Puerto Rican guys. Might be a shock. I've dated 500 or 600 black guys. I've dated white guys. I think that kind of ends it. I've never dated anybody that's Indian. Yes, Lord, I've dated. I was with a guy for 6 years that's from St. Thomas. Shout out to Eric. Who's running the Berlin Marathon in 2 weeks? What's your ex-boyfriend do? What is your ex? Mine's going to Berlin to run a marathon. Check it.
What?
Exactly. You're like, what your ex is doing? But he was from he still lives in St. Thomas. And then I dated a guy that for about 3 months that was from Jamaica. And then I dated a guy for 3 years before I joined Circus, whose dad was from the West Indies and his mom was from Jamaica. So I am very familiar with Caribbean men. And I like it. I think for the most part, they're kind of, I don't know why everybody thinks that they're mad crazy. I think that straight Jamaican men are a little possessive, but, you know, like if you can get a mix of Jamaican and something else, they just like to smoke weed and just kind of hang out. And they have 27 jobs. Something like that. Heaven looks like he's from the islands.
But I'm not.
Do people ever ask you if you're from?
All the time.
And do you get like a fake
hey,
laugh? Bro. What if you just started doing that? Like.
No, that's happened. I'm not kidding. That's. I guess across the street. Bro. I'm like.
Rastafari.
Oh, man.
I've
never been to Jamaica. I want to go there.
It is beautiful. It's gorgeous. And when we actually were doing a show there, and we were on a cruise. And when we got off of the cruise, we were walking through the tourist entrance to get over to go get beer or whatever. And there were like 50 guys standing on the side trying to convince us to take trips, you know, just like haggling the tourists. But I'm so into Jamaican and Caribbean men that I was really like, I spent most of our port time like trying to get numbers. They were like, oh, do you want to take a ride? And I'm like, yes, I do. I do. And I'm going to give you my phone number and you can use it while I'm on the island. I love Jamaica. It's beautiful. I've been to the Bahamas too. You never been to the strip club? Maybe. Do you have that option, just to make it a new beach?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This show is the most sexist show I've ever done. I can't. I learn more about men every day, and it is amazing. But that's where that whole story was going. Boobs, and I love women.
See, this is, and this is how it starts, just like this. It starts with a little bit of boobs and a little bit of I love women, and then all of a sudden we're talking about strippers.
Wait, I just asked about the strip club, and then I was like, see, the whole thing about it, K-Tom, is this show is supposed to be about food. It's table talk, and I'm a big foodie, but every show we end up talking about strip clubs. Every single show.
And if it's any consolation, strippers dance sometimes on top of tables. And, well, this is the table talk. So, it is. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That, sometimes some of the best wings.
Don't. Because because not only will you not sell any, you'll look nuts wearing it. So. If you want a shirt that says strip clubs give you wings, call 646-595-2939 and let him know. I really don't think it's going to win. What's your favorite strip club in Atlanta, K-Town?
Yeah, now that we've... Hold on. Sorry. Interlude. Now that we've narrowed it down that the best strip clubs come from Atlanta... Yeah, sure. Let's just go into what are the best ones in Atlanta. So now that we've gotten that far. Anyway, continue.
I love Strokers. Strokers is ratchetly delicious. I swear, I always end up getting in conversations with strippers like, I love your eyelashes. Like, I do. Like, I just, I totally zone out. No. You can't cuss, number one. And number two, I'm going to wear eyelashes. Don't get it twisted because we're sitting here at Heaven's House right now. If you see me anywhere, I got on some Target lashes. I got on some Target lashes. But it breaks, you know, because it's subtle. It's one of those things that's like, it subtly makes you look better. Now, I admit, there are some women that do wear them too long and they look stupid. You should have seen me when I was in circus. I went through because it was like I was like a little kid because I never wore eyelashes before I joined circus. So I made a lot of bad decisions because I'm like, do I want the ones that look like a big ball of lint hanging off of my face? And I tried those, and then there were the ones with the feathers. I tried those.
And we are back. Sorry, we've been having a lot of technical difficulties on this show. And
my life is prepaid. What were we talking about? Strippers. Let's talk about something else. What have you been up to, K-Town? I follow you on Instagram, and you've got to do more exciting things. Your Instagram's kind of boring. We need to figure out a way to soup up. Oh, no. Not side hustle.
What?
Come on, tell me about money, Jesus. You can find me bartending Monday through Friday. Come on, man. That hustle is real. Do you ever have guys that come in and want you to paint their hair on?
Yeah.
you think. And it defies any ethnic, like, preference. It is a lot of guys that, yeah, if it's done tasteful, but. What if you got your hair painted and it was like a cheap hair paint? Then you went to the club and you were dancing with a guy, and then at the end of the night he sweated his hair off and he has like a flesh yarmulke and like his forehead is like back here. His face was like got black paint down it. You wouldn't care. You still hit it. Who are you fooling? You still hit it. Take my eyelashes off in front of guys. Like, you use the white adhesive. That's what I use. And it is a magical. I'm telling you, man. I learned so much. Shout out to KJ for one of the dancers at Circus because she's the one that showed me how to do it. Yeah. We do a lot of stuff y'all don't know about. Like, we y'all think we roll out of bed with this much drag on, but we don't. It took me 45 minutes to get up in the morning, and then I have on, like, mascara. Like, it's a lot of work. We do way too much, but y'all still dig it. Y'all complain about how long it takes to get ready, but when your boys are like, your chick is bad, y'all don't say, I know that, I hate a bitch in the bathroom for 45 minutes. You're like, yeah, she looks good. You know. But when you're in public, you want to be presentable, and you don't want to chick. Yeah. But it doesn't matter because as soon as she got the girl that nobody wanted, as soon as she gets a man, all y'all are going to be sniffing at it. That's messed up. I don't really care to date a guy that everybody doesn't think is the most attractive guy in the world, as long as I think he's attractive. That's all that matters. That is not at all. Hey, and you can't cuss. What happened? Don't step on the dog and don't cuss. That's two rules and that is it.
I got my little autocorrector coming in, and here it is.
Beep.
A little bit late on. Sorry about that.
Your sensor... You censored 5 minutes after he said it?
We are...
Hold on.
We are working on correcting those... We are working on correcting those technical difficulties.
Yeah, this is MTV Music Awards quality over here. Here you go. So you got a baby now? Well, how's that working?
Where has the time gone?
How is she not going to have this knowledge? Don't give it to her. You think if you've taught her everything she needs to know in 4 years? You're shouting out your 4-year-old and saying she's not. Since you're an entertainer, are you going to push her to go to entertainment as well?
Shh.
You just sit around and call your child Big Head? That's why when she grows up, her eyelashes are going to be too long. Because when she was little, her daddy called her a Big Head.
Yeah.
Did you get picked on when you were little, Heaven?
No.
You never got picked on?
Well, I mean, I think everyone got picked on to some extent, no matter, you know, at some point in their youth. But, no, I mean.
I'm 17. I was working as this ink pen with great big glasses and really big hair and a big nose.
So what you're saying is.
And as a grown woman, I have a Spider-Man tattoo.
Well,
so that tells
awesome.
You kind of where I even was back then.
I think that's kind of awesome. Spider tattoos are dope.
Just because you're a nerd, too.
This is true.
But being a nerd isn't cool until you get older and you get boobs and contact lenses.
Yeah.
When have I cooked?
Actually, you know what? Reggie is an awesome cook. Awesome cook. No, like she. Like, for all of anyone. Listening out there, like if you ever get a chance to try Reggie's cooking, it's fantastic. Yeah, I'm serious. It's fantastic.
I'm a grown woman,
hey.
And I sound like this. Why wouldn't I be able to cook? I'm country and I'm.
And it's really good cooking, and we appreciate it. I mean.
I figure since Paula Deen messed up and dropped the N-bomb, they need another country person. You know what I mean?
That's genius.
Attention Food Network.
We can shoot it right. We could do it right here during a show today. Film right here. Just do it this way. Look, we could put some cameras right there going that way. The camera's right there going that way.
We're having
way.
A production meeting on the air
whole,
right
on,
now.
We could have the whole entire crew in the dark room right behind you. And then we could shoot. This is perfect, actually. If you look up there. Look up there. You could bring a live audience in here for this. That.
Okay, so.
Yo, you could have like,
that.
How dope would that show be? Bring everyone right here and just have a live audience. We're going to do that.
Okay.
We're going to do that.
Let's do it next. We can't do it next
week.
No. We'll
that's got to be more planned than that. But I swear, we're going to do that.
Let's
that
do it tomorrow.
Put the episode up on, like, at least YouTube. That's dope. That's a brilliant. Yo, that's sick, yo.
And then Food Network will see it, and we'll all have great paying jobs.
That's freaking awesome. Brilliant. Well, I'm sold on this idea. Are you guys in for this?
I'm down.
I think this could actually work.
I'm down.
Like, I was just like, wait a minute. This is dope. And if anything, we should definitely start on YouTube first. Because, of course, you couldn't do it. I mean, we're just openly having this discussion on the air.
I know. I was like, it's a whole developmental meeting on Table Talk.
So
welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
No, what we'll do is we'll have.
The ideas discussed in this session are copyrighted by comedian Reggie Jackson and Heaven Beatbox and K-Town.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, like, check this out, because I'm serious right now. You could do a YouTube series. Like, think about all the YouTube series out there that are successful. Like, does anyone know, shout-outs to, oh, my man, what's his name?
Yeah.
I'm not even just talking about comedy either, but I mean, just like on structures of shows, man. Philly D. Have you guys heard of Philly D? Have you guys heard
Yo!
Of have you heard of Philly D? Anyone heard of Philly D? He's like he's got an awesome like webisode. He released an essay. I think it's Monday through Thursday.
Who was the guy that did the Unforgivable series?
I don't know.
Do you know
but
what I'm talking
seen
about?
Him, yeah. That was
that guy's hilarious.
No, but Philly D, I mean, like, he does it, like, every single day. But I was thinking, you'd format a show of about, like, what? Say, if you do, like, a 10-minute, you do, like, a 10-minute special, you do a whole season. We could do a whole season. Easy.
Okay.
Bring a crowd in here, shoot for 4 weeks. Done.
Okay.
We can make this dope. I like it. It's such a dope idea because it's a TV show actually in a house with a live audience.
Yeah.
At the table. It's like, when I'm here. Nah, and then you can bring in your guests like we've been doing. So I think it's a brilliant idea.
So it'll basically just be my house at your house.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Because that's what I do all the time anyway, is cook for y'all.
Mm.
Heaven really puts me on some old get in the kitchen and make me some food. No, I tell you what my first topic will be. I'll show y'all how to make the side chick breakfast. Because, see, here's the thing. We don't make dinner. That's because that's your main chick's job. But the side chick, if you want to keep your man, the side chick's got to make the best breakfast in the world. And Heaven can testify. I make sweet potato pancakes, Cinnabon syrup, and cheese eggs with hot sauce.
Let me say something.
It is stupid.
I don't even like sweet potato anything. I ate them.
No, I made him
they
a sweet potato. He hates sweet potatoes, and I made him an actual sweet potato
the other day. They were good. And I ate the whole thing. Like, I don't like sweet potato. I can't stand it.
The moral of this story is I can cook. I'll show you guys how to make the side chick. Well, that'll be our first show, and I'm actually going to make a note of it. That's part of my side chick routine. I just do it in on the show, but it applied. So, look, I'm running new material on you guys even right now. I'm like, this is a census meeting. Everything is not material. I can name something that's not funny to make fun of. Okay. Why don't you make fun of leukemia? Exactly. Sit down. Oh, no. Come on. I hope Jesus ain't listening. Oh, man. Oh, no. Oh, man, that's terrible. I'm ashamed. Leukemia. Oh, no. What if his first name was Lou and his last name was Kimmy? That sounds like a really great baseball player. Man, Leukemia had a season, boy. Leukemia's got an arm on it, man. Leukemia got 14 home runs last week. Leukemia. That's messed up. All right, so we're going to have a television show. I'm excited about that. What are some, have you eaten out anywhere lately that you had a bad experience? Oh, my God. What does this have to do with food?
What?
Who does this hit or miss? I mean, it's hit or miss. Because we've literally eaten at Hooters all over the country. And Hooters is hit or miss. I like Jacksonville, Florida. I like their Hooters.
I'm sorry. Hooters, this is one of my favorite Hooters memories on tour with Universal. It was the first, it was week one. I went to Hooters with Vincent Clark. And this is 100% true story. Like, not 100% true. I'm sitting at the table, like, around with Vincent Clark, and there's this really cute, like, waitress, this mixed waitress girl, whatever, comes up, and she's just like, oh, my God, are you guys from the circus? And they're like, yeah, we're the singers from the circus. She's like, oh, my God, can you sing me something? Oh, my God, and You know Vincent Clark, they're all suave. And
they sang in Fridays in the Bronx every time we went over there.
True statement. They sing her this song, and she starts crying. Like, you know those moments in movies, like, that you think are just like, okay, Hollywood. Come on, Hollywood. Like, that was a little much written in there, but come on. Like, that really ain't going to happen. It happened. Like, this girl starts, like, crying in the middle of the restaurant. Because of Vincent Clark singing to her, like,
I almost cry every time I hear them guys sing too. I get chills every time I hear them sing. Man, it's when you sing, you make yourself cry.
The girl got to go home early that night. Her manager.
That's stupid.
Her manager. I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. Her manager let her off.
Because she was crying because Vincent Clark sang to her?
She, like, came over. She's like, shh, it's okay. It's okay.
I never had anybody.
You can take the rest of the night off. That's what Vincent.
You recognize me?
This girl.
You guys met all these chicks. You know who recognized me in public from the circus? Kids. Kids, all the kids were like, oh, Trinidad James. And I'm like, yes, that's me, honey. Those kids loved me in that. I was like a freaking, I don't know what to them, a cartoon character. I'm like, it's a lady from the circus. And the worst part is those kids think that my name is Trinidad James. They may never know that my name is Reggie Jackson. But that was a dope skit. What, Reggie Jackson? Action Jackson? I don't know. I think we might be dating ourselves in Action Jackson.
No. I think I know what you're talking about. Wait, was it the kid that played a movie star, too? Yeah. No, that's not that. No, it's not. It was, man, I feel like I really needed to know this, because I used to watch that show. His name on the show was Jet, wasn't it? Jet?
What?
His name on the show, the character.
Y'all thinking about Jimmy Neutron?
No. It's a live show. It's a live.
You do because you got kids. That's a good thing to blame it on. Jet Jackson.
Was that it?
Yep. I'm looking it up on freaking whatchamacallit. Shout out to Google.
Yeah, it was Disney.
Was this what he looked like?
Yeah, that's him.
That's him? Jet Jackson's cute. How old is Jet Jackson now? Jet Jackson, call me.
Yeah, what is that kid doing now?
I'm not going to Google what happened to Jet Jackson. I don't care that much.
What's his name? I'll IMDb him right now.
Jet Jackson, J-E-T-T.
No, what's his real name?
I don't know, Jet Jackson.
I got it.
I'm not your PA. I'm the host of a show. I'm not y'all's freaking production assistant, but I'm doing it because y'all yelled at me. Lee Thompson.
That's right. Man, I even remember his accent.
Google, where's Lee Thompson? Look how many Lee Thompsons coming. He should have changed his name from Lee Thompson. That's what happened to him.
Lee Thompson?
Nobody named Lee Thompson is going to get famous.
Is he? He's not Lee Thompson Young, is he?
It just said Lee Thompson, and I am really not looking up anything else. I promise you. What are you doing? Are you going to contact him and say, hey, guys? No, I don't even know what that is. What's it called? Bluebell Station? Oh, no, I didn't, but I wanted to.
Wow. This is interesting.
I've never seen The Wire.
This has to be real because this is IMDb. So I looked up...
What is IMDb?
IMDb. Yeah, so...
What is it? IMDb?
I'm going to go ahead and say... This
How do I not know about this?
IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
IMDb, check this out. Famous Jet Jackson star Lee Thompson Young dies at
25. Oh, no.
Lee Thompson Young, who starred on TNT's Rizzoli and Isles and played the main character on Disney's The Famous Jet Jackson for 3 years, has died after committing suicide. He was 29. LAPD officer Sally Madera told Associated Press that Young's body was found at his North Hollywood home by police Monday morning after he failed to show up for work on the TNT crime drama. He played Barry Frost alongside Angie Harmon and Sasha Alexander. The Los Angeles Fire Department was summoned and pronounced him dead at the scene. She said the show was renewed last week along. So I guess, you know, and this is by reporter Hillary Lewis, IMDb.com. This is, oh my God, this is August 19th,
2013. Wow. What are the chances of us discussing him?
And who knows? Well, that's kind of creepy, actually. Okay.
What day of the month was it? The 19th?
This was August 19th, 2013, 11:39 a.m.
Pacific time. Exactly, almost a month later. It's 2 days off from me in a month. Well, rest in peace.
Wow. Committing suicide, huh?
That's hard. Man, Hollywood, man. Hollywood make you think you're crazy. Yeah. Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Thanks. I do what I can. Do you remember...
That went really
do you
cool.
remember because we were friends when I started going by Reggie Jackson. Do you remember why I started calling myself Reggie Jackson? You know? Okay. Because when I first started doing comedy, like when we first met, everybody tried to call me Reggie Reg. And, you know, if you don't know, he's a really famous impersonator. And so I wanted to define myself. And I was dating this dude whose last name was Jackson. And we were like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. And then 7 years later, here we are. But yeah, but there was no Ike situation over there, thank God. I would have just ate the cake. If I was Tina Turner, there would have never been a fight. Because I'm fat. I would have just ate the cake when Ike handed it. He'd been like, eat the cake, Reggie. And I'd have been like, that cake looked good. I do too. I would have just eaten it. They got it at Piece of Cake in Atlanta. That's the best cake I've ever had, ever. Nobody at home knows what you're saying. All they hear is the Ike and Tina cake. These guys are doing too much.
No,
they think it's a good idea. Oh. They think it's a good idea. He's going with it. But the Ike and Tina slap your wife cake? I don't think so. What does it taste like? It tastes like vanilla, chocolate, and domestic violence all at the same time. That is not another shirt. Your t-shirt business makes no money in my head. In my mind, your t-shirt company is broke. This sangria is good. What kind of wine is this? What kind of wine is this, Evan? Lolita. Oh. It's LOL. Low. LOL, hello. No. I say BRB a lot.
All the time.
I say BRB.
No, man.
I do. I use text acronyms sometimes.
That's sad. I think that's sad. If people that are actually, if you have to actually say it, like you're having a conversation with someone like, yeah, man, that was funny. Yeah. Yeah, man, LOL. Yeah. What?
I think you're being silly if you said it. When I get a roll on the floor laughing, I feel like my job is done. I'm serious. When I get the roll on the floor, I feel like, oh, I did that. I'm going to be real mad now. If you don't ever text me. Maybe. I don't know, but the huh? No.
Hold on. I'll move there right now. That's right. That's right.
Shout out to Saturday Night Live. Call me. It's about time for us to start wrapping up. We're over an hour.
We have, hold on. We have 23 minutes left, so why don't I check out this Jimmy Fallon? What is it called again? Actually, you know, I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard a few people talking about it. Rose?
I always tell people that's what happened to my ass, is I laughed it off. That's where it went. It might have been because when I first started doing comedy, you were the only friend I had. When I first started doing comedy, it was it was me and K-Town. And who else? That's it. Just me and K-Town. Every show. Doing the same jokes. I'm like, K-Town, I'm going to do a DVD. And he's like, oh, are you? It's because they're white people, K-Town, and that's how we drink. I used to get mad at my black friends when they had a white person voice, and then I realized that I do too. So, for some reason, when I talk about white people, I'm like, and so, yeah. That's how white people say us, which is interesting. What are you watching the video?
Yeah.
Have you seen Arsenio Hall? I haven't either. You know what said Heaven the other day? I was like, have you seen Arsenio Hall? I said, oh, Arsenio Hall has a new show. And Heaven said, who's that? And I said, the first black late night talk show host. I don't know. Remember he had the dog pound? Is it? I wonder if the dog pound's on this one. You know it's got to be. Yeah. That's pretty excellent. When my friend got engaged, her boyfriend, her fiance, played that Queen to Be song when he proposed to her. Queen to Be. Heaven's over here enjoying this, Jimmy Fallon. Did you see that episode of Family Guy when Peter was watching Breaking Bad? The TV stopped them and said, "You will talk about nothing but Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is the best show on earth. You will tell everyone you meet about Breaking Bad." And so, man, I didn't know about The Walking Dead until Clayton told me about it when we were on tour, and I didn't have anything to do but watch Netflix. And I saw both seasons, first 2 seasons of Breaking Bad. I watched them in a week and a half. Every time I wasn't on stage, I was like this. Man, I wonder what's going to happen. I didn't see Spartacus. Game of Thrones, I saw the first episode. I loved it, and then never watched it again. Do they have it on Netflix, the first season? They don't. That's what I thought. Watch Game of Thrones. You know what's a great series is? It's on HBO. It's what is the name of that? It's a gangster show. Are you not? In my mind, that's a monocle. It's like a monocle to me, but for. Make sure you tune in next week, or you can come down and be a part of the show. We're going to be broadcasting from the new suite lounge on 375 Lucky Street. It's across the street from the aquarium, and I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that my future ex-boyfriend, Jay Holiday, is going to bless the mic. I don't know. I asked my friend... Girlfriend Heaven here. I said, I wonder if Jay Holiday knows that since I met him, I've been like secretly stalking him. Yeah. I'm going to give Jay Holiday some kids with this $1 million. That's what I'm about to do. Tap out on this Jay Holiday. Sorry. I don't know what happened.
No. About this. About the TV show, I'm sitting over here. Honestly, I'm just thinking of ideas. Like I'm really excited about it. Actually, like I like it.
And I'm gonna do it in like a Star Wars T-shirt too. I'm not gonna be like all, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how women on cooking shows are always like, "Look at me, I belong in the kitchen." I'm gonna be like,
you know what? I was thinking what could work too. Like, so we do like maybe.
I know that's what I'm saying. I think we should wrap this show up and have this conversation at a later time. Like immediately after we hit off on that computer.
All right.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to thank my special guest, K-Town, for coming through. New guy, Mingo.
All right.
And, of course, my best friend in the entire world, the most amazing. And I have Heaven.
In a world, one man, one desire.
Oh no.
No, see, I only did that. I only did that because she gets on my case about every single time we get like talking about my name, introduction, outro, intro. She gets mad. We're like, why don't you beatbox? Why don't you do something cool?
Because it's incredible, and a handful of people in the world are exceptional at it. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to ever do that again.
Sounds good. Keep that going real quick.
Ladies and gentlemen. About the Reggie Jackson Show. About Reggie Jackson. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's all it is. Nothing short of amazing every time. Thank you, heaven. Oh, God. You
like
contributed
it.
A minor.
Uh-huh.
I could have done what you did. And listen to how I sound.
Man.
What if I was just the best beatboxer in the world and I sounded like me? Maybe even my... That was it. All right, we're out of here. Again, tune in next week. We're going to be at Sweet Lounge, 375 Lucky Street. Everybody that listened and everybody that called in, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Table Talk. I am comedian Reggie Jackson, and I am hilarious. And I'll see y'all next week.
Have a beatbox.
I'm about to intro out. Ha ha ha! dip, swamp dip, swamp dip, swamp dip, swamp dip. Nobody messing with my mother freaking clip, 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 clip. Ain't nobody messing with my mother freaking clip, 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 clip. Ain't nobody fresher than my mother freaking clip, 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 clip. When all these beats they sound like this.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.